It is that spot in downtown Fresno where Christ leads, people care, and lives are changed. I'm talking about the Evangel Home of Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. And this is the weekly radio voice of the Evangel Home. Welcome to Heartline. Here's your host, Jim Tuck.
Well, we are back by God's grace to bring another edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno. Ken Adams, thanks so much for the great work you do. If any of you guys, anybody listening, needs some audio production, Ken happens to be very good at it and have the facilities and could use the work. So keep that in mind. You can reach him at KRDU. Jerry, we are in your office, and we have just come back from a little walking tour of the Learning Center, the house next door. Man, there's a lot of stuff going on over there.
It is a busy, busy place. Busy happening place right now, isn't it?
Oh, man, there's people everywhere. As we record, it's just before Resurrection weekend, and so this holiday week between Palm Sunday and Easter. There have been a lot of people over there, a lot of volunteers and some professionals, and just a little brief overview. What are they all getting done?
What are they up to over there? Well, let me tell you a little of the history. It's First Presbyterian Church, and they came up with the idea, they gave it a name called Doing Good in the Hood, because First Pres is located downtown, and they wanted to do something in the immediate area and really, really of a helpful nature. So they found three projects, and we were one of them, our Learning Center. We have a young family in the church. First Pres is my church. They moved downtown, and that was another home that is being fixed. And then there was a third one that needed not such an extensive makeover. So they, in this week, they're really doing good in the hood in three different places. Mm-hmm. And they had called me and asked if I had any projects. And, you know, I said, well, we have an apartment. Now we want something bigger than that. I said, well, we have a playroom. No, we want something bigger than that. I said, well, how about a house? Because our Learning Center, which we bought, I think we purchased it in 1995, and that was our original garden. Mm-hmm. And the garden is the alternative sentencing program. And so for years, six women lived there at the same time we were having classes there. Mm. And when we had the opportunity to move them out to another house, we did that. So we separated the garden from the Learning Center about five, 6 years ago. But the little Learning Center just gets really beat up. You know, there's a lot that goes on there, a lot of activities, classes, fun things. We have board meetings and such. That's what I offered to the church. Do you want to do this one? Well, that's what they took. Mm. And it wasn't, you know, I thought, well, a little bit of paint and we'll get a new front door or something. And no, we're getting everything. And last year the house got painted. So it's just going to be a sweet little house. They came in Sunday after church. We all dressed in work clothes for church, and not everybody, but I think there's close to 200 people that were involved in the different things, so at least that many. And there must have been about 75 of them who descended on our backyard over there and just started yanking things out. And, you know, we had talked about it with the people in charge of it, so it wasn't total random just pulling things out. I was so amazed, Jim, because we had every age over there. And one of the things that really amazed me was the kids, a large number of kids from, say, 8 to 14, that were working their hearts out. Never did I hear an adult say, get back over here. Never did I see a kid wander from their task. One young man, I think he's 10, and he's that borderline autistic Asperger syndrome kind of kid. And he has trouble focusing. Well, he disappeared, and he was with his grandmother, who, of course, panicked for a moment, thinking, oh, no, he's gone off to join one of the gangs in the neighborhood. Anyway, he was on the front porch tearing out boards after, you know, he just was going from one room to the next, working as hard as he could. I will never forget stories like that. So at this point, as you and I talk, we have no front porch to speak of. We have beams over there. The house has been painted inside. About half the flooring is done. We have new lighting. And one of my favorite stories is that the people in charge of this at one point emailed me a link where I could look at front doors because we needed a new front door. And he suggested that I look at the arts and crafts stores, which I did. And there were no prices on them. I just knew that was going to be expensive. So I looked at the arts and crafts and thought, that's really nice. And I looked at some other ones. And I just, because of what I've done forever, I went to Budget Doors and I picked one. So then I get a call from him later. He says, is there some reason you picked that door? I said, yeah, I was saving money. He said, don't worry about it. I am so not used to that, being told not to worry about the money.
Yeah.
Someone had given money for that. So we picked a nice door that will be perfect for the period of that house, which was built in about 1910.
Wow. Yeah, there's a lot of construction going on and a lot of new plants just laying out in the backyard getting ready to be installed. And I look forward to seeing and thank you. Thank you, our friends at First Pres, your dear servants, for seeing a need and coming and meeting it. And what a great lesson for those kids, Jerry, to put feet on their faith.
Yes.
And get out there where the rubber meets the road and do the acts of good deeds that Jesus talked about. So bless your heart, parents. Thank you, kids. Thank you, church.
Awesome.
Evangel Home is the recipient of something special. Speaking of something special, we have got a sheet of paper in front of us here. You brought it out, and you're looking for some way to fit it into the newsletter, you said. But talk about it.
Okay.
I got a chance to read this. Oh, my word.
Yes, the newsletter, in fact, when we're finished speaking here, I have to run down to the printer, and I'm going to ask the printer for help with this page. Doug Carlisle at Professional Print does our newsletter for us. So we had a graduate in, I think, 2009 named Christy Power at that point. Her name was Christy Power. And she was one of those young women that we let go into Crossroads thinking, oh, what have we done? she's like an atomic bomb. All around her was always drama and everything was always exploding. She has three wonderful, beautiful kids. And Christy, I think, Jim, I've probably told the story of why I really thought there was some substance to that woman. Is because when she was in the crisis home, I remember it was winter and it was always raining that year. And she had to take her oldest to school, John Muir, which is, you know, a mile from here. She would have to walk. And to do that, she would cover the kids with all sorts of tarps and stuff so they wouldn't get wet when she pushed the stroller in the rain.
I remember that story.
Oh,
yeah.
That told me everything I needed to know to kind of counteract some of the stuff I did know that I kind of wished I hadn't.
Yeah.
That's the woman who was really in there. That one that was going to take care of business no matter what.
Determined.
Get that kid in school no matter what and make no excuses. Mm. She did amazingly well in Crossroads. I'm so thankful that God saw the way to get her over there. She stayed with us. She graduated, stayed a little longer. Eventually, Christy got married to a man named Haas. They go to church at Hilltop Chapel, which is in the mountains, and it's one of our former board members who's the pastor there. Life is really, really good for them right now. And they're with the Lord. They're in church. They're raising their family beautifully. So I know Christy would be okay if I shared this. One of the benefits of being an Evangel Home resident or graduate is our counseling services. And their family is still availing themselves of the counseling. And so one day, the oldest daughter was here, and she wrote a note. And I want to read the note, and then she drew a comic strip, and that's what I'm trying to put in the newsletter.
Yeah.
So here's her note that she wrote. If your mom or dad or family and friends fail you, don't ever fall back. And don't keep the baggage everyone puts on you. Just pray and say, God, please take the baggage. I don't want it anymore. And I look at Jim, at that beautiful young woman, kid who wrote this. She's just blossoming. And I remember when she was here in the crisis home and gave her mother fits because she would do nothing that Christy wanted her to do. It was a real rebellious time. And part of it was kind of, darn it, Mom, you've done this before. Now what are you going to do to me? Here we are. When are you going to leave this place? She drew a cartoon strip. It's six panels. And each one of them is illustrated with little figures. I was lost, got A's and F's and D's. We found the Evangel Home. My mom graduated. We went to church. God helped us. After a year, I did good in school. Final panel. My mom got married and never failed again. There we are. That says it all.
What a testimony.
Yeah.
You know, we talked, Jerry, about helping one woman a thousand ways rather than a thousand women one way. And this is what this shouts.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't process a lot. God doesn't process a lot of women through here. But the ones that are here, what a great story. What a great testimony. This is the observation of a rebellious child.
Yes.
And she sees life's lessons, God's lessons, learned through how God used an evangel home in her mother's life.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's neat. I wish that everybody could see this, because you and I have had the exact same response. When I saw that, those simple little six cartoon squares with the profound message in them, my eyes did the same that you're doing, tearing up, and I went, wow, that's one of the most powerful things I've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, some people might look at it and say, what's the big deal? But you and I know the big deal.
We've seen the before in a lot of situations, and we don't always see the after this dramatically, so it's very gratifying. But to see it, the after, through the eyes of a child who was victimized by the before and yet sees the results of the after, that's a transformation. That's breaking that cycle. Next generation will not, Lord willing, endure that cycle and raise up a generation of kids who see that failure and a pattern of poor decisions and difficult circumstances. So, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah indeed. Jerry, what's Evangel Home need right now?
Oh, my. What do we need right now? We always need, it's only April, but I think we need to be loading up on paper products again. Kleenex, toilet paper, paper towels, and money. March was a little bit down. I don't want us, Jim, to get in the same spot where we were last December when we were so frightened and people responded so well. I would ask those people might respond now, even instead of waiting till December. That would be what we need the most.
Okay. Yeah, pray for us and then consider prayerfully whether God could lead you to send some money this way, certainly paper products. And remember, anything you need at home, we need here in super abundance. There's a lot more people here than there are in your house, whoever you are. So consider, and we don't want to give the appearance of being ungrateful for what God has done with the finances, but just an ongoing reminder. Yep, briefly.
You know, gift cards to Office Depot.
Gift cards to Office Depot. All right. There you have it, friends. And we're out of time. Thank you for joining us. And God bless you. And we trust we'll get another opportunity to tell our story of what God's doing through the ministry of Evangel Home. And thanks for joining us on today's edition of Heartline.
You can find the Evangel Home of Fresno online at evangelhome.org. By phone in the 559 area code 264-4714. Bless you abundantly. Thanks for joining us with this week's edition of Heartline, the RV, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.